Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, it's a heady subject, an important topic, something that I think we tend to steer away from it, but it's all over the place. You're running into it. It's around your life. There's a good chance that it's part of your life, but we don't often talk about it. But actually, as we always say on the show, there's no sacred cows, and this is definitely one of them. So a heady subject, let's go right to a heady passage of Scripture in Revelation 17:5. The woman who sits on the beast is described in this way. This title was written on her forehead. Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth. Sexual bondage in the church and in our world is one of hell's master plans, especially in the last days. A spiritual battle rages over this issue. In the last decade, the internet has become a stealth bomber from hell with pornography as its payload. That's just a little glimpse from the book Pure Desire, How One Man's Triumph Can Help Others Break Free from Sexual Temptation. This was written by Dr. Ted Roberts. And then originally when this book came out, it's pretty old. I mean, old as the as we look at it today, 1999, the original version. So you look at the way this subject has changed since 1999 to the proliferation of pornography today, not just through laptop computer, but now everybody's smartphone. And if you thought it was a problem in 1999, it's a scorched earth policy of the devil today. And that's why we're talking about it. So you're going to meet Dr. Ted Roberts here in a minute. And you'll also meet from the Pure Desire team, Nick Stumbo, who's the new executive director. But this really all got started several months ago with a gentleman here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area named Mike O'Neill, who's a small group leader in the Conquer series, which you're going to learn about, as well as Pure Desire. This all flows out of what God did in moving Dr. Ted Roberts to write Pure Desire. But Mike started dogging me months ago, and finally here we are. So God has rewarded your persistence. Mike O'Neill, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Steve.
And so why are we here? Why were you dogging me? Why did you? Because you stayed after me, which I appreciate. And it took several months, but here we are. This was obviously a big deal for you.
Yeah, Steve, it really was. It still is. I struggled with pornography in my early years. I'm 75 now, probably back in my teens, early 20s. Got saved when I was 48, about 27 years ago. The Lord just told me, Mike, you're going to do some work for me. I'm going to put men in your life. They're going to have various struggles. I want to use you. So I volunteered. I signed up. Did the Lord's work. But I met many guys, probably hundreds of guys the last 25 years, dealing with sexual sin, pornography, you name it. I never really saw a tool out there that was effective at what I ran into about a year ago, the Conquer series. And that's where I introduced Ted Roberts and Leon Nick Stumbo. But this is pervasive throughout the church, and I just have a heart for helping men and lead them to victory.
And this is pervasive throughout the church. And what have you seen as you've kind of delved into it? Because now you've got multiple small groups going. And these are people that we go to church with, and some of them are us. As I say that, it's like, hey, the people listening to Christian radio. The numbers on pornography, both inside the pulpit and out in the pews, are massive. Some reports I've seen, 60% of the guys in the pews struggling with pornography. It's not just a male issue either. But what have you run into out there as you've been able to engage men who are struggling?
Well, they're scared. They're ashamed. They have guilt. And many are in denial. But I find that once you speak truthfully and honestly with guys and relate to them on their level, they will eventually open up. So over time, in the last 8-9 months before we started Conquer back in March, some guys were led my way by the Lord, and some guys ran into a church. And we did a little expose on a Conquer series on the damage to the brain back in February this year, and that got some guys' attention. So guys have come to me. The church has provided connections, and they're scared. They don't know what to do.
Yeah, so. And shame is a big topic in the book Pure Desire, which if this is something that's ringing true for you, you need to get a copy of the book. All you got to do is Google it, Pure Desire by Ted Roberts. And shame is a big part of it. Well, let's jump over to Dr. Ted Roberts, who served as the United States Marine Corps fighter pilot, which is no small feat. Got saved while he was in Vietnam and pulled into a ministry back in 1976. He's been a pastor, a successful pastor, but in 2007 he stepped away from the pulpit to engage in this new battle to commit his time and energy to the development of the Pure Desire Ministries. And after the success of the book, Pure Desire. And so it's great to have Dr. Ted Roberts with us today. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Steve. Good to be here, buddy.
It's great to have you. And thank you so much for your service to our country, but even more so for your service to this issue, which unfortunately is it's out there. We all know it's out there, but very few of us are talking about it. So from your perspective as a pastor, and we'll talk to Nick in a little bit as well, who's also been a pastor, what's going on in the church with respect to this issue of sexual temptation and pornography and sexual bondage?
Well, the church is being eaten alive, and pastors don't know what to say to them, because we've done a clinical study on pastors. We discovered 50-58% of pastors are addicts as well, sexual addicts. And so it's destroying the church. But people are not talking about it because they don't know what to do with it.
And what about the role, Mike brought this up, what about the role of shame and all that? Because I think obviously we struggle with that as individuals. The devil is certainly using shame to kind of keep it in the closet. And as long as it's in the dark, he remains powerful around that.
Very much so. I just finished up with a client. I'm a certified sexual addiction therapist now. I counsel about 20, 22 pastors per month. Their office is around 300 per month. And speaking with a client, I said, you're struggling with shame because you're shaming yourself every other word. And I took him back to Genesis chapter 3 after the fall. God said, Adam, where are you? God knew exactly where he was. He's hoping to finally figure out where he was. He said, I was afraid, so I hid myself. Shame and fear right from the beginning. Those are fundamental missions and fundamental emotions of addiction.
Yeah, and is there any way for you, Dr. Roberts, having written Pure Desire in 1999 and how pervasive pornography is today, are you surprised by how bad it's gotten?
No, I predicted it in 1999. I saw it coming way before that because that's right. I came out of the Marine Corps. I discovered I was an alcoholic, a rageaholic, and a sex addict, and I realized I was dying on the inside. So I finally found some help and went to clinical counseling and got some help in that. And started pastoring a church. It grew from 0 to 10,000 in 10 years. And 85% of the people walking in the front door were addicts.
Wow.
So I figured I had to help them.
Yeah, I think God made that pretty obvious and putting that right in your face. We're talking to Dr. Ted Roberts, also my friend here in Raleigh, Mike O'Neill, who's a small group leader with Conquer and Pure Desire. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk to Nick Stumbo, also a pastor who went down this road himself as well as his wife. We'll hear that when we come back. 'Cause you are more. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show, and a very important topic today as we are kind of leapfrogging off of an incredible book that if you're struggling with sexual temptation, pornography, sexual addiction of any kind, Pure Desire is the name of the book by Dr. Ted Roberts. Came out in 1999, and God just continued to bless it, and it turned into a series of ministries, one being Pure Desire Ministries, which is puredesire.org, and then also the Conquer series. And both of these have small group environments where you can begin to find healing and help and camaraderie and other men to come around you. And ladies, it's not just for men as well. The ladies' stats in pornography in particular are quite alarming and shocking. You think that they're immune to that. They're not. They're human beings and fallen just like the guys. And so you have the Conquer series out there. You have the Pure Desire series out there. And my friend here in Raleigh, North Carolina, Mike O'Neill, is a small group leader for both of those things and started to really encourage me and come after me earlier in the year that I had to get Dr. Ted Roberts on here and talk about this issue. We don't shy away from it on the show, so every time God brings us another opportunity to learn and to find some chain-breaking mechanisms, then we're going to – we talk about abortion all the time, and we should. But pornography is tearing the church apart from the inside out. It's like a cancer, and if you don't deal with it, you end up with a dead patient. So I think that's stealing a lot of the power from the church in America. So we're going to get back to Dr. Ted Roberts as well. But also Nick Stumbo is with us today. He's the executive director of Pure Desires. Nick was a pastor, and he went down this road as well. Nick, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, so glad to be here.
So tell us a bit of your story and your history, and people hear, oh, a pastor has this problem. Yeah, and Ted mentioned that earlier as well, that pastors aren't immune either. But tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah, yeah. I actually grew up in a pastor's family myself, and I had a very typical experience. We're a great family, but like the vast majority of Christian homes, we never, ever talked about sex. So I just intuitively knew that anything sexual was secretive, and it felt shameful. And so as I got into my teenage years and was having an occasional struggle with pornography, I didn't know how to talk about it. And in that secrecy, it would continue to grow. And I would do what the church had taught me to do with any sin, and that was to confess it, and believing that confession would be what would set me free. And I would find it would help. People would forgive me. They'd pray for me. But I would go back into that same old cycle and sooner or later fall again. And so that kind of created this pattern in my life of the binge purge cycle of confess, deal with it, and believing that every time was the last time. You know, as a Christ follower, I never lived a double secret life intentionally, but it was more this belief that every time, okay, that was it, now it's out of my system. But without any tools to change, without any actual plan of recovery or health, it would always creep back into my life. And so that went on for 10 years of my marriage.
Wow.
And 10 years of ministry, where it's low level enough, maybe once a month, maybe a little less often, that you feel like, well, I'm not really struggling. You know, there's always someone that has it worse than you, that's who the real problem lies with. But then I had an opportunity through my district leadership standing up and saying, we want to be proactive about this topic. We don't want to wait for one more pastor to fall into immorality and need to be fired. If your struggle is only in internet stuff, you know, it's not anything illegal or with other people, we want to work with you and your board to get healed and to stay in ministry. And so my wife and I entered into that process, which was with Pure Desire. Went through a year of counseling and being in groups, both me for the addict and her for the spouse of the addict. And it was nothing short of transformational in our lives. And that story then, we just felt real clearly needed to become part of our story to our church. And so I, in a Sunday morning message, disclosed to my church this struggle. And I asked for their forgiveness, failing them in this area as their leader, but then also asked for their help to start groups so that we could help set men and women free. And that not only changed the trajectory of our church, because it became a real place of grace and where people could deal with this issue, but
yeah,
really changed the trajectory of our lives, because over the last 7 years, that just became the thing increasingly that God brought my wife and I into, was to share our story and to help other people come out of secrecy and shame, you know, to recognize that confession is the starting point, not the end goal, and to really move people into effective community where they could find healing. And so that's what led to 2 years ago coming on board with Ted and Diane and the team who had, you know, been a part of my healing, now to help us take that message forward is what I get to do full time. So that's the really brief snapshot of our story that, yeah, you know, I could go into more anywhere you'd like to ask a follow up on.
No, and that's so helpful to hear that story, because if a pastor can and his wife can come out and start to share that. I had we do an annual worship event here in Raleigh that's also a fundraiser, and a guy I got to be friends with wrote a book 3 years ago called Messy Grace, and I'm sitting there the whole time listening to you and also your story, Ted, and this is messy, but it does require grace. So Ted, in terms of where somebody starts, I mean, obviously there's the acknowledgement, we've confessed 1,000 times over, we feel like garbage and we're worthless, yada yada, but where does the real healing start? Like, what's the first step to start to come out of this spiritual bondage, and is it bondage, is it spiritual? How do we kind of classify this?
Well, we can classify it several ways. We can classify it from a clinical perspective. It's an addictive, dissociative behavior. The person isolates and they medicate the pain in his life. Sexual addiction is not really about sex. It's about the way you medicate the pain in your life. And the first step is obviously to acknowledge it and then to become part. If you have a Pure Desire group that you can join, that's absolutely foundational. You need to be part of a group. Why don't you comment about the group, Nick?
Yeah, the group experience is really the heart of this, because if we only have tools to work on our own, and that's what I thought counseling was going to be. It was going to be Ted teaching me all these tips and tricks how to avoid pornography and have stronger boundaries. But everything that it was moving me towards was moving me towards relationships and healing relationships, where I would learn to be completely vulnerable and real about my struggle in a group of other men that were going through the same thing. And in experiencing that, would start to find freedom, not just from the behavior, but real freedom starts by addressing what's driving the behavior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are the wounds? What are the traumas that have created lies in our souls, core messages that we're believing in? Because the reality is you can work all day at changing your behaviors, but if underneath the surface you have messages of shame or worthlessness or rejection that are driving your thinking, sooner or later you're going to go into another destructive behavior, whether pornography or something else. And so the group environment, because of relationships is really the only way we can fully know ourselves and know God. It exposes those places, but not only exposes them, it gives you a tool or the relationships that create health so that you're not listening to the lies anymore. And as those core beliefs change, so do our behaviors. And we've just found you can't do that work alone. I mean, you can try,
yeah,
but you'll continue to fall back into your own destructive thinking. And you need a group to really see what needs to change and invite that change in.
And it's important to notice that Nick says his wife was in a group as well. Pure desire, so the supposition, sexual addiction, its nature is a family systems problem. If you have groups just for the guys and you don't have the wife, it'll never work.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I would assume, Nick and Ted, that you guys would both be comfortable saying, if you continue to fight this battle on your own, if you think you can just love God more, study more, memorize more scripture, and fight completely on your own, I often say on the air and in person, isolation is destruction, and the only person that's ever been able to handle isolation on his own was Jesus Christ himself. But would you guys be comfortable saying that? If you try this on your own, you will continue to fail, period.
Yeah, that's the classic try harder approach, is just believing that the reason I'm not free is because I haven't tried hard enough.
Right.
But the way you got into the problem was in the cave of isolation, and the way out can't be the same thing. You know, the sickness and the remedy can't be the same medicine.
Right. What a great point.
We've got to enter into healthy relationships.
Amen. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. We're talking to Nick Stumbo, who's the executive director, of course, Dr. Ted Roberts, who God used to start Pure Desires in the Conquer series, and my friend here in Raleigh, Mike O'Neill, is a small group leader. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. The name of the book is Pure Desire, How One Man's Triumph Can Help Others Break Free from Sexual Addiction and Temptation. Dr. Ted Roberts is the author. And this originally came out in 1999, and God just continued to bless it and expand it, which eventually came the Conquer series, which is a video series, but also a small group curriculum, as well as the Pure Desire small group curriculum and series. And these are just puredesire.org is the website there, and conquerseries.com. And I'll put those, Evan, let's make sure we put those website addresses up on the Facebook live feed today so you can get there. Puredesire.org, and then the Conquer series is at conquerseries.com. But we're talking to Mike O'Neill, who originally brought this to my attention earlier in the year, and then he's like a dog with a bone, and I was running away from him, and then eventually he caught up to me. And obviously this is a really, really important topic. This is like a cancer that's growing inside the church that too often you don't pay attention to it. The next thing you know, you're in the emergency room, and the next thing you know, you're dead. And so this is just something that we struggle to deal with. There's a lot of shame. There's guilt. It stays in the closet. It stays in hiding. And as long as it's in the dark, Satan has his way. It's his little chew toy. Well, you're his little chew toy. I can be his little chew toy. But once it comes out into the light and you use something like the Conquer series and then Pure Desire, actual healing and wellness and community and fulfillment, it can all come back. God can pull a dead man out of a grave. He can rescue your life from sexual addiction. So talking to Mike O'Neill today, as well as Dr. Ted Roberts, obviously, and Nick Stumbo, the executive director. And we were talking about kind of first steps going forward, and I'm going to throw this to you, Nick and Ted. What's the first thing? So somebody listening right now is like, okay, I probably have a problem. First of all, how do you know you have a problem? How do you know that you're addicted? You have a sexual addiction problem.
You know, Steve, I would just share the questions that were asked of me, because I think the most common response is, well, I don't have a problem. I mean, yeah, I struggle once in a while, but it's not as bad as others. It's certainly not addiction. And that's where I was, even though my wife was on the brink of leaving me because of how painful it was in our relationship. And so I went and met with a mentor, a counselor, who said, well, Nick, let me ask you three questions. Number one, how long has this been in your life? And at that point, it was over 15 years. And he said, okay, and how many times have you tried to stop? And I actually chuckled a little. I said, well, in truth, every time was the last time. I believed I'd be done with it. So I've tried to stop hundreds, if not thousands, of times unsuccessfully. And he said, okay, third question, is it causing you or people you love significant amounts of pain? And I said, well, yeah, I believe if I don't change soon, my wife is going to leave me. And he said, Nick, let's put those three together. It's been a problem for a long time. You've tried repeatedly to stop unsuccessfully, even though it's causing significant pain. And I said, yeah, that's about right. He said, well, Nick, that's a clinical definition of addiction.
Wow.
That's something you want to stop, you can't, even though it's causing a lot of pain. And he said, I think you need to take this seriously. So when you start about, when you ask about where do you start, some of it is whatever it takes to break through that denial structure, because we've all created it. Whether we struggle once a day or once a year, there's a part of us saying, I've got this, I'm not as bad as others, it's no big deal. And all of that is our brain's attempt and our soul's attempt to rationalize and minimize it so we can feel okay about ourselves.
Right.
But we have to have this honest moment of saying, I cannot live with this one day longer and act like it's okay. And then recognize that that honesty or that confession of admitting that is the starting point. As I mentioned earlier, that's not the ending point. That's what gets you started on the journey. And I think so many Christian men are under the impression that, well, if I would just ever get up the courage to confess this to a brother, I'd be free. And that's a great step to take, but it's the first step, because it's really acknowledging I have a problem and I'm ready to do whatever it takes to deal with it and be done with this.
And then from that point, which is a powerful, but I'm so glad you mentioned that, Nick, it's a powerful starting point, because they say, oh, I dragged it out of the closet, I confessed it, now I have power over it, I'm in victory. And, you know, in 24 hours, you're right back at it. I'm right back at it. You're right back at it, whoever. So Dr. Roberts, where do you go next? So you confess, you know it comes out, and I assume you have to share it with somebody. You have to admit, yes, I don't just have a problem, I'm an addict. Where do you go next?
Well, I encourage you strongly to become part of our peer desire group. There's some online. You can contact us. We may be able to get you an online group. Hopefully there's in your area, Raleigh, there's some small groups around there. You can look on our website. Yep. It'll tell you in the geographic location where you can find a small group. Become part of a small group. It's really foundational for healing.
Yeah, and if you go to puredesire.org, if you get to the website, puredesire.org, you can find, it's pretty easy to find. There's a heading there for groups.
Right.
Like I said, we're on in 12 different states, and you guys have groups in most of those states. So that's the first step. Now you got to get into a group, because you can't fight this battle alone. It would be like asking you, Dr. Roberts, who was a United States Marine Corps fighter jock, say, okay, you're the only guy we're sending to Vietnam. You're an awesome pilot. You're a stud. We're going to send you in there. You're well-prepared. You're well-trained. You have a great aircraft. And you're heavily loaded, and you're ready to go. So go knock it out, take care of it. And we know you're going to die. It's not going to work. You're going to lose. So what happens then in that group dynamic? Where do you have to go to get through there? And then I'll pull Mike in here and talk about some things that he's seen recently.
Specifically, you just need to be part of the group. The Seven Pillars program will help you walk step by step. And if you begin to be part of a group and you start the process, it'll tell you what each step needs to be so you can step the next step to health and healing. It'll help you get down to the trauma profile that you have and the arousal temple that's governing your brain. It's really significant.
Right.
Those two things are powerful.
Right. Another thing that, you know, the group experience is going to help you understand what true accountability is all about.
Right.
You know, the reality is 99% of the church is doing accountability backwards because we go to someone and say, here's my problem, and I'm giving you permission to check in on me and ask me how I'm doing. But when I make that statement, what I've just done is I've given you responsibility for my change. So real accountability is saying to other members in the group, here's the primary thing I'm working on this week, and here are the people I'm going to call, and I'm going to self-report to them the progress that I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
And so what makes the group effective isn't just that the material is so stellar and we come once a week and we discuss it. It's that that material is being lived out the rest of the week by the commitments you're making to the group.
Right.
And the homework you're doing that really challenges you to go deeper. So it's not just learning more material. It's learning to be a man who's responsible for his actions and then is self-reporting in an accountable way. Am I following through on the commitments I've made?
Mm-hmm.
And the group trains you. I really believe it trains you how to be an adult, how to be a man who's under responsibility, under authority, and open to other people. And I think a similar thing happens in the women's group. It's really about emotional and spiritual and sexual maturity, that's really what the healing looks like, growing out of juvenile ways of thinking into adulthood.
That's a great point.
It's basically emotional discipleship program is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to ask Mike. Mike O'Neill is here in the studio with me in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he's one of many group leaders around the country. So if you go to the Pure Desire website, puredesire.org, you can find a group near you and get plugged in there immediately. You cannot wait. But I wanted to ask you, Mike, as guys come into a group and begin to start this process, what's the hardest thing for them to kind of overcome to get going?
Yeah, the hardest part is really being honest with themselves and with the guys in the group. Each guy is a different phase, stage in his sexual addiction. Some guys come out quickly and share. Some guys maybe lag behind a few weeks. But my experience is that about 2 or 3 weeks, guys begin to open up and really share their heart. So it's a process, and Nick and Dr. Ted talked about it. But they have to have confidence, each guy, that the confidentiality will stay in that group.
That's right.
If their wives know, that's maybe good. And then there's the other side of the sword, it may not be. But two of my guys, their wives know, and their wives are walking alongside of them.
Yeah.
And they also are holding them accountable through the online filtering, which is, in this case, it's covenant eyes.
Covenant eyes, correct.
So some wives know, some wives don't, but yet it takes time for guys to feel comfortable and around each other. And that what stays in that room, what is said in that room will stay in that room.
Yeah, that trust factor is a big deal for all of us, especially when the two least attended meetings every week at church, number one, the prayer meeting, and number two, the meeting about sexual addiction and sexual sin.
That's right. Well,
hey, we're being room 302 at 7 p.m. Wednesday night. See you there. And nobody shows up.
Meeting right over there.
Yeah, we had, let me just comment. In the third part of the Conquer series, Dr. Ted and Kingdom Works does a great job showing the effects of sexual addiction on the brain. Yes. We showed that segment in our men's group. 70 guys, two guys came forward, but it was a start.
Yeah.
The guys had no idea what was happening to their brain.
Yeah, and that's the thing of Dr. Roberts and Nick as well. We speak about it spiritually, and that's true, but there's things going on in the hardwiring of the human brain that you can't ignore that. So speak to that a little bit. We got about a minute, then we'll hit a break.
Sure. When you look at sexual addiction brain, you do a functional MRI scan, and a cocaine addict's brain, they're exactly the same. Yep. Porn will change the neurological wiring that you have and make you lose the ability to say no. It's absolutely foundation to understand. And once a guy understands that, the shame level will go way down.
And so, Nick, can you, given the realities of what's going on physically, can that be healed? I mean, we talk about spiritual healing, and we know we're supposed to say, yes, God can heal everything. But in terms of that, the actual rewiring of the human brain, is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what we find is you're not usually going to be able to pray it away. God doesn't want to come and tear out your brain and violate you that way. But through a process of renewing the mind in a deep way, the brain actually does learn to rewire itself. And when a guy or a gal sees that, they understand why they couldn't just try harder to stop. They had to walk through a pretty intentional process, because that brain change isn't something that happens quickly, but it can happen. And when it happens, it can be long-term healing.
Usually a 2 to 5 year process.
Yeah, we're up against the break. Hold that thought right there. We're talking to Dr. Ted Roberts, the founder of Pure Desire, Nick Stumbo, and Mike O'Neill.
Well, I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
Welcome back. It's the Steve Noble Show. Welcome back to the battle, I should say. But the battle, there is victory. And remember that. We're more than conquerors. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And sometimes we operate like we're going towards victory. No, we're operating out of victory. And when it comes to the topic we're discussing today, this is based on the book Pure Desire, How One Man's Triumph Can Help Others Break Free from Sexual Temptation. Make sure you get a copy of that book. And I want you to go to two websites immediately. PureDesire.org is the first one. And then ConquerSeries.com. These are both work in concert. We'll talk about the differences between the two as we're dealing with sexual addiction, sexual temptation, which is everywhere all the time. This is a 24/7 problem. It is a massive cancer that's rotting the church from the inside out. And I'm perfectly confident in saying the majority of you listening to me right now, all of us included in this conversation, the majority of us in the body are struggling with this. And we have to begin to deal with it forthrightly and honestly and with integrity, with being able to protect one another and confidentiality. It's a very, very difficult subject. But unfortunately, I think in many ways, Satan is having his way. And one way he's having his way is something I joked about before the end of the last segment. And then Nick Stumbo, who's the executive director of Pure Desire Ministries, was kind enough to lovingly rebuke me on that when I said, listen, the two least attended meetings at the church each week are the prayer meeting and then the, hey, I have a problem with sexual addiction meeting. But when it's done well, Nick, that's not the least attended meeting of the week. It's actually, it can become something else, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think typically it is true. No one wants to be a part of that. But that's what's so great about the Conquer series is the way that it's a powerful introduction to healing. Mm-hmm. And it really gives you the freedom to disarm the shame. And so when I was a senior pastor, I was able to stand in front of my congregation and say to all the men that this isn't just a group for you who struggle. That this is a group for every single man in this room, because whether you've ever struggled or not, you all have sons or friends, yeah, brothers, coworkers, neighbors that do struggle. So come and be equipped, come and be trained. Let God use us to be part of the answer here. So I'm calling you to come and be a part of this. And in a church of about 150 men, we had over 50 guys come to that, wow, Conquer series introduction. Amazing. And go through the 10 weeks together. And then I've relocated down to Gresham, and I'm at a larger church, but we had a similar approach where it was clearly presented as, hey, just come be equipped and trained, whether you struggle or not. And over 190 guys came to that. In fact, the attendance was so strong that it caused parking lot problems in, amen, the second, yeah, service, because, yeah, they were trying to do it concurrent with a church service. So it reveals what you were talking about earlier, Steve, from your small group, that the guys really do want to talk about it. Yeah. They just don't know that it's safe. And there's a voice of shame in their head saying, you know, do not admit you struggled. Don't talk about this. But if we give people the opportunity and we present it as something that this is for all of us and we're all in this battle together.
That's right.
I think you'll really find that men flock to it because they want to experience freedom.
And Ted,
Steve, also, there's another factor there.
Yeah, go right ahead.
It's an evangelism tool. When we first started Pure Desire, we looked at the groups. We did a survey of them. We found out 35% of the guys attended a group had never attended a church before. Wow. They got saved in the Pure Desire group. It's one of our primary evangelism tools.
Wow. Yeah, really, because, yeah, because the problem is terrible inside the church, and it's, dare I say, as bad and probably more so outside of the church. But there's actually victory. There's actually healing that can be found, but it takes time to work through it. What's the difference, Ted and Nick, what's the difference between the Conquer series and the Pure Desire approach?
Oh, they're the same approach, basically, because they're built off one another. In fact, the Conquer series, I never even thought of doing it. Someone called me out of the blue, called Jeremy Wiles. He said, I like to do a Christian film on pornography. And I told him, I'm not interested. So why not? So I'm sick and tired of the church pointing out the problem and not having any solutions. This is what he said to me. I'll never forget it. He said, we looked on the internet for the last 3 months. You're the only voice that seems to make any sense. So I pushed back. I said, where are you filming at it? He said, we're filming it. First set will be Cape Canaveral, Florida, a Warbird Museum, and you'll have 50 guys from Campus Crusade to teach. I said, sign me up. So I started it.
Yeah. You know, Steve, the way I describe the difference, it's kind of like the difference between giving someone a golf lesson or two and then going out and playing round after round after round.
Yeah.
So the Conquer series is going to introduce the tools. It's going to help you understand what freedom looks like, why other efforts don't work, what needs to happen in your brain. But if in that amount of time, you know, it's a 10-week series, if all someone gets is that initial introduction and information and thinks they're good to go, that'd be like the person who takes a couple of golf lessons and thinks that they're fine.
Yeah.
That being in the Seven Pillars of Freedom group for men is where you put those tools into practice. And it's a high commitment. But the reason it's a high commitment, it takes about 8 or 9 months or sometimes even a little longer to walk through. That's like playing the rounds of golf and day in and day out, experiencing the health. That by the end of that year, there's real freedom. And that's why we're pretty bold to say, we want your healing not just to be sinning less. We want you to find full and final freedom. That, right, this is about changing your life, not changing, yeah, a behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to challenge men and women to say, if it could change your life, would it be worth that investment? And when people see it from that perspective, it's like, well, yeah, why wouldn't I do it?
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of the difference I see. It's the difference between a strong introduction and understanding the material.
Yeah.
And then being able to live it out for the long haul.
And like you said, when you're counselor was talking to you to try to identify clearly for you that it's an addiction. And how long has it you've been struggling with this? Listen, I'm 52. I think the first time I saw a dirty magazine, I was probably 12. Yeah. And that's 40 years. And you're not going to turn around and erase 40 years of programming and the brokenness and the shame and the guilt and then what happens to your brain. That's not going to happen in a couple of good meetings. Somebody could come meet with Dr. Ted Roberts personally. Hey, yeah. I'm going to go right to the top. I'm going to get to the Bill Gates of this whole place. And then I'm going to 2-3 weeks with him and I'm good. That's just not realistic. Do a lot of people struggle? And I would imagine wives struggle with this a lot, that this isn't going to be just, hey, next Tuesday I'm deciding I'm done and I'm done. This is a battle that's going to take a while. I think we need to be realistic about that, don't we?
Very much so.
Yeah. Although we also want to be upfront to say if a man or a woman will really face this battle, if they'll take the steps we encourage them to, you know, if they invest in it and make it their top shelf priority,
yeah,
the behavior can be amended quite quickly. Yes. We find in the first 30 to 60 days, the majority of men and women can stop the problematic behavior, but making the lasting change is where the investment comes in. And so that can be encouraging someone to think about that.
Yeah.
If I'll dive into this, I could be done with pornography or masturbation or whatever my issues are, but then I'll need to stay in it for the healing.
Yeah.
So that it's changed and doesn't creep back in after a little while.
And the real issue is getting the marriage healed.
Yeah.
It takes 2 to 5 years for a brand new marriage to get, because most counseling marriage comes in, the marriage is destroyed. And I said, let's just bury this marriage. How about a brand new one? We're going to get down to the core issues that have been driving your addictive behavior and how you relate to each other. So it takes a while, but it's worth it. It's cheaper than divorce.
That's for sure.
Well, unfortunately, we're in this quick fix society.
Yeah.
And it does take a commitment. And, Conquer Series, as Dr. Ted will say, is the basic training. It's the boot camp. So you just get started. But Pure Desire is a long-term commitment. The individuals have to make to themselves, to the guys in the group, to their wives. But it's a long-term healing process, and it takes a while.
So guys, I mean, Ted, you talked about over 30% of people coming to some of these things are getting saved. So you have the dealing with the sexual addiction and however that's manifested itself. But obviously, when you're doing kind of long-term discipleship, there's got to be other fruit coming off this tree besides just, okay, I dealt with my sexual addiction. I'm not hooked on pornography anymore. What else is happening to the men and women that are going through Conquer and then Pure Desire?
Well, several things. I mentioned marriage big time. And here's what I love. After we take a client through a year-long process, counseling husband and wife, what we do is we sit down with the kids and get the whole marriage restored and the family restored. That's huge.
Amen.
Yeah, and the thing I would add, Steve, is I believe this is the single greatest way a church can equip and train leaders for their people.
Yeah.
Because when men and women are released from the shame of bondage and of sexual sin, they're free to open their hands and lives to God and say, Lord, how do you want to use me?
Yeah. Amen.
And I found in my own experience that once we started having groups in our church and really promoting them and creating a culture where it was safe to deal with this issue, over the next 5 years, all of my new elders, deacons, and staff members, I hired 3 staff members, had all come out of the groups.
Mm.
And I look back, that was never the plan, but that began to happen because men and women coming out of the groups were ready, they were willing, and they were available.
Yeah.
So just my challenge to any churches listening out there, if you want to train leaders, you can send them to school or to a course, but what it will actually do is inadvertently drive this sin deeper into their life because they'll feel like they need to hide it.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do to equip people is get them free in this area,
yeah,
and then they're ready to serve God, and they'll be some of your best contributors you've ever had.
Yeah, it's such a great point. I mentioned when we were talking on the commercial break on Facebook Live, about my buddies and I go up to a farmhouse once a year. And it was 4 or 5 years ago where we had just this incredible breakthrough of willingness to talk honestly about these issues. And I sat there and said, at the end of that one day we did that, I said, look at the things that God in his mercy and his grace has chosen to done with us, despite us struggling with this. Can you imagine just for a second what kind of kingdom productivity would be unlocked if we can actually start seeing some holiness in this area?
Yeah.
And it's just, and that's the thing. You want a revival. You mentioned this, Ted. You want revival in America, in the church. We got to deal with this first. I agree with you. I don't think it would happen without it.
Amen.
Yeah. We had a men's conference recently, 250 men there. I just got worn out by man after man after man coming up, hugging me, crying in my arms, saying, thanks for saving my life.
Oh,
this really changes people.
Hey, Dr. Ted, in my own marriage, it just opened up all kinds of of closeness and candor. We've been married almost 29 years, and our marriage today is probably the best it's been.
Yeah, that's awesome. What good news. So wonderful to have you guys on today. What a huge blessing. What an important topic. This is the first time that we've had you guys on the show talking about the Conquer Series and Pure Desire. And if it's up to me, it definitely won't be the last time. So let's make sure we continue to follow up and talk about this. Nick Stumbo, Executive Director of Pure Desires, and then my friend Mike O'Neill here in town, and of course, Dr. Ted Roberts, who God used to start all this in the first place. Again, remember puredesire.org. Or conquerseries.com. I would say both, and you need to check them both out. Guys, if you would stay on, we're going to pray on Facebook Live. Everybody else, thank you so much for being here. It is the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always said, ever forward.